Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Drone Insights in Technology, a Kinexicorp podcast. We're going to be talking about real-world topics that will uncover the business of commercial drones and the applications that drive this exciting market. Your host for the series is Frank Segarra, CEO and founder of Kinexicorp, one of the leading industry drone service providers. With each episode, we will be talking with industry thought leaders about how commercial drones are being used right now in all types of vertical markets to save time, save money, and keep workers safe. And now, with no further ado, is our host, Frank Segarra.
All right, welcome to Drone Insights and Technology, a podcast by Kinexicorp. I'm your host, Frank Segarra, and I'd like to thank our audience for joining us today to learn more about commercial drone applications and the technology that is driving their widespread adoption. For today's interview, we're going to be talking about an innovative workflow for drone data collection, delivery, and packaging that's easily consumed by the end user community. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Mr. Scott Northrup, CEO of Drone Tech Imaging and Atlas Geoportal, headquartered in Wyoming. I learned about Scott's company about a year ago when Kinexicorp had a client with an unusually large project that was a 3 million square foot commercial roof that needed data capture with the final deliverables as a dense point cloud model. This model was to be used for an as-built drawing of the roof and the facade, and for new construction it was tying into. Pretty difficult project. The tricky part was this project had many challenges, including our drone data capture happening at the very same time that there were 100 contractors and equipment on site who were actively excavating and constructing an addition onto this enormous structure, which anybody who is familiar with generating 3D point cloud data knows that the movement in and around the data capture creates a lot of noise that ultimately requires an intensive amount of data cleanup, and we needed an expert to assist us. Kinexicorp is proud to have Scott Northrup with Drone Tech Imaging as a partner, friend, and today's guest speaker. Welcome to our podcast, Scott.
Hey, Frank. Nice to hear from you, bud. Thanks for having me today.
And thank you for being here. I'm really excited for today's interview. So, Scott, you know, it's really a cliche, but in the world of sales, it's a known fact that people like to do business with people that they like. And you are definitely blessed with that characteristic, just for the record.
You're too kind.
But it's true. You know, conversations with you and I that start off as 10-minute conversations usually last an hour, and I love it because I actually learn a lot from you when we talk. But before we get into the Atlas Geoportal, which is really exciting, tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and a little bit about how you got started.
Yeah, you bet, Frank. By the way, speaking to you from just north of Denver, Colorado today. That's where we kind of have our base office, but we also have an office in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and a kind of like a satellite office in the Phoenix, Arizona area. But believe it or not, my background's politics. Got my start in Washington, D.C. I worked for two U.S. senators, you know, and it taught me a lot. The one thing that it taught me the most, I think, is to take very difficult situations and try to somehow come to a resolution for it. Since leaving Washington, I mainly been entrepreneurial in nature, where I've owned my own businesses for the last 25 years. And, you know, I've happened upon this drone industry, and I absolutely think the reason why our conversations are so good is that we're both so passionate about it, and if you do this the correct way, the information that you can give your client can literally save them millions of dollars. I had a friend that purchased me a drone about 4.5 years ago, and I was on vacation at the time, going through a somewhat challenging time in my life, and I took the drone out and I started flying it. When I got back to the hotel room that night, I was looking at all the footage and I was just blown away about the just basically what you can, the data that you could gather from the air and what you could do with the data. And so I literally the next day started processing that project, and I just became a geek about it. It's not unheard of for me to go 24 hours straight just processing jobs and digging deeper into the deliverables and figuring out a way to automate the process a little more, you know, to make it a little bit better for the end client who is getting the deliverables, teaching them how they can maximize all those deliverables as well. So, you know, that's kind of how I got up on the drone industry. I am blessed. My brother owns a very large engineering company. So we've really dug in and helped them figure out their integrating drones into their workflow and what we can do for them. So, you know, it's kind of nice having a business where you're not wondering where the next job's coming from. So, we do feel very blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you getting involved 4 years ago seems to be the common denominator for us in the industry that are still in the industry, because it was roughly 4 years ago that the drone technology really started to change and GPS technology became really forefront with the drones and the data that it was producing. So I share in that same time frame. I've been doing it now for about 5 years. But yes, it was interesting. I did not know that about you and your political background. That's the first time I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I'm full of secrets, man.
It's a business of secrets. Don't tell everyone about your secret sauce.
Oh, you know, I have my friends that are still back in D.C., man, and I look at the airspace there, and it would be crazy to be in the drone business there to be able to fly. So.
Yeah, no, we experience that on a regular basis. We have to turn away jobs. I mean, there is the ability to obviously get the waivers and authorization to fly in the space. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things. It's, unless it's a really big project, it's almost not worth really flying in that radius, within that Maryland, Virginia area, unless you are very experienced in getting authorizations in DC. But let me touch on another thing that you mentioned, because you're in Colorado and you're in Wyoming. I know from my personal experience that you're definitely a road warrior. Like I said, one day you're in Colorado, the next day you're in Illinois, personally, because I worked with you on an Illinois project. What is it about the business that drives you to, you know, wake up every day and put you in a car driving from Colorado to Illinois?
You know, I do that more for, I have the pleasure to work with my son. So, you know, the reason why I travel all across the country was to train him and give him the tools that he needs to go gather data for us. So we spent the last, about 2 years, Dalton and I have, literally, there's not a job that we won't go do. I price my product in a way that we typically don't charge them for travel. As you know, going and doing your jobs for Conexicor. I understand that when somebody's, you know, when you're a subcontractor, like when we go and do it for Conexicor, you know, you're just looking for a fair wage in order to go produce a quality product and still feed your family and things like that. And that's what, and I will tell you, you're the only drone network, that I've seen that does that, which is really cool. But you know, Dalton and I, we've done everything. I mean, we got into this business doing inspections, roof inspections, and I was finalizing some books a couple of months ago of 2020. And with it being such an off year, and poor Dalton had to do about, I don't fly anymore, as you know, Frank. I love it. I'm like a kid when I have that remote in my hand, but Dalton's a 20 on a scale of 10 to me being a 2 when it comes to operating these drones. So when it comes to processing it, I'm your guy. But when it comes to flying, man, my heart starts beating, my hands sweat, and I get into a situation where probably shouldn't be in. But, you know, he's such a natural pilot, and it's such a pleasure to get to travel the country with him, teach him the skills that he needs in order to go get the data correctly the first time, which is very important in this business. Just with the way that we collect data, we have a workflow that, you know, we don't pretend to be surveyors. I don't set my own ground control. I was on the job site the other day with a new client, and he just bought his brand new base station and rod and blah, blah, blah. And,
he gets out there, doesn't know how to use it, and he looks at me, and I was like, hey, man, I hire surveyors to do this.
This is
not my cup of tea here. So, you know, but we can do it. You know, we've used ArrowPoints before and other tools in order to set ground control, but 90% of our work is survey grade, and so there's 100% of the time a surveyor involved, and I think that's important in our industry that we keep that line and you let them do what they're good at, and we let us do what we're good at, and we can come up with wonderful end products for our clients.
Yeah, and your deliverables are outstanding. I mean, I have to say it's, you know, in my book, it's the best in the industry. You know, that's why when there's something 3D or point cloud related, it's you that comes to mind, and if you're available, then great. I feel very, very comfortable with you. And I love the fact that Dalton, your son, is involved with the business. I'm currently getting my own son involved with the business. He's a little younger, just got his license. He's doing a lot of the software inspections for us as part of our inspection team. But I do like keeping it in the family, and it, you know, there's something about it that I just, you know, it's American, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you learn real quick who you can travel with and who you can't travel with. And I think he's one of the few people on the planet that I could spend as much time as we spend together. And we understand each other and know when to give each other space and stuff. But right. It's really exciting as a parent to see your kid develop the skill set and the willingness to want to do it and the drive, the same drive that I have to do it, to be the best. And it's really fun.
And in the drone business, there's a maturity level that's critical. They have to understand that, you know, you're responsible. It's almost like you're responsible for a manned aircraft. You're following the same laws and you can get in the same type of trouble if you're not following all the rules and regulations. So that's, I commend these young guys for, you know, getting into the business and doing it the right way. And thank God they have good fathers like yourself teaching them. Scott, let me jump into some of the typical challenges that you see clients having when it comes to consuming all of this drone data. You know, we've been talking about data. And, you know, data comes in a whole bunch of different formats and flavors. And how do you deal with that? Like, what are the challenges that you're seeing today with how you're delivering that data and how do your customers consume it?
Well, it's, you know, it was the most shocking thing when I got into this industry, Frank, and we've had this conversation before is, you know, the first job I processed, you know, I think I took like 6,000 images of a hotel in Daytona Beach, Florida, or Ormond Beach, Florida. So, you know, and I'm sitting there processing it and I'm like, oh my God, this is a data storage, how to move data back and forth game more than anything. And then, you know, and then after we processed the whole data set, you know, and we mapped the resort and we had all of our deliverables, I think I used the first job I did, I think I used 9 different softwares in order to produce the end result. And I was just blown away that once I sent the, you know, I started chuckling when I was sending the final deliverable to a client. I was like, man, I wonder how these guys are going to view all this stuff. Because the engineer, you know, this is such a new industry that most engineers don't know what a LAS file is, much less a point cloud, much less how to open it and view it and then how to use it and things like that. And so, you know, we've worked really hard over, we started about 3 years ago, I was on a job site and we just got done delivering a project to a customer, and I wrote out a workflow in order to establish a geo portal where 100% of drone data could be not only stored in one spot, but you could view it, you can analyze it, you could collaborate over it with somebody else. And then once you're ready to share it, you could simply hit a link and share it to somebody, and it didn't require them to have all these specialty programs like us, like, you know, whether it's Pix4D you're using or Global Mapper or, you know, all the other litany of programs and softwares that you can use. You know, it's in one spot and you can open it. I know my brother's company, his guys leapt out of the chair. They're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing when we finally finished our product or our portal, just because the fact that now they didn't have to go scrambling for anything. You know, yeah. The fly through was there, the DSM was there, the DTM was there, the line work was there, the ortho was there, and you could view all of it. You know, and yeah. If you wanted to view the point cloud, you could view the point cloud. If you want to view the 3D model, you view that. And so it has been a whirlwind. And, you know, we just, you know, I'm going to give myself a shameless plug here on the portal, but we just released this last week, as you know, and it has been a whirlwind. I haven't slept for 3 days. Just, you know, we've been running this. I'm fortunate to have an amazing business partner and best friend. That is unbelievable at this business. And we have mentors that are teaching us new skills every single project. And, you know,
sure.
And we're very fortunate to have that, because you can really get into a rabbit hole in this business where you almost feel like you're on out on the planet by yourself, and you don't have anybody there to help you and
sure.
or to collaborate with or things like that. I mean, I still remember our first conversation. I was like, oh, hell, I haven't talked to somebody that was in the business in a long time. This is great.
Right.
So, you know, and collaboration, as you know, you and I have proved it on some projects that if we all do what we're good at and we collaborate, we can make more headway. And
yeah.
It's something that Kinexicore has proved to me, you know, and it's great for the industry.
Yeah, and I love the workflow. The workflow and building out an SOP on what that workflow should look like is a great way to build a business, because you can kind of step away and then you can let your pilots more or less follow your SOP on the workflow. So let's dig into the drone piece of it before we talk about the portal, which is exciting. I know that from my experience, you're working with a variety of drone types and camera technology. What types of drones and camera technology are you actually using for your workflows? And what are their respective roles on projects, you know, with regards to how you're using them?
When I got into this business, we were using a lot of DJI drones. Since we're mapping so much, we're with the Phantom 4, the Phantom 4 RTK. But, you know, about a year, just over a year ago, I saw the Wingtip fly. And I was like, wow, that thing is covering some ground.
Yes.
And I was so impressed, man. And then, but, you know, in this business, it's not all looks, right? You want to see the data set. And since we do all manually processing, that, you know, I was desperate to see the data set. And I'll never forget the day, Frank, when I got that first Wingtra data set and we processed that data set and we literally took our deliverables from a 6 to a 10.
Yeah.
And it's such an incredible product. And we've gotten, Dalton and I are geeks about this stuff, man. We've gotten really crazy with the Wingtra, where when we do these big projects for you, for example, if you're going to map a 3 million square foot building like we did at the factory in Normal, Illinois, you know, Frank, as you know, if you're flying a Phantom 4 Pro over that, you're not going to get the data set that you need in order to give the clients at this caliber. I mean,
yeah.
there's some clients, don't get me wrong, there's some clients you'd go fly it with the Phantom 4 Pro, shove it through drone deploy, and wow, you know, and they're tickled pink, but not the guys that you're working for, you know.
Yes.
You take the people of that caliber of a client that's looking to do design work off the data, you better be on your game, you know.
Yeah.
And you better go collect that data the right way the right first time, and because if you got to go back, there's you lose money, you kind of
sure,
deal.
So, sure.
You know, Dalton and I, with our entire processing team, we have 5 processors as well that help me out on that. You know, amongst all of us, we've come up with a workflow that I haven't seen it. I'm not saying that no one else does it, but I haven't seen it yet. There's certain steps that we take within our workflow that you could take we never get perfect weather when we collect data, right? Sometimes
yeah.
it's a bunch of shadows and things like that. And so Within our workflow, we can take those days, which are more likely to have than days with no shadows, and we're able to produce an A+ product with, you know, even let's say a subprime data set. So, but no, we use the Wingtra for Nader flights. I mean, I won't get too much into workflow, but to do the Nader mission. Mapping mission, we'll use the Wingtra. And then for 3D modeling, we combine it with oblique shots with a Phantom 4 Pro or something of that caliber. But we really utilize the Wingtra, and that Dalton really took the lead on this, and that he takes out the payload out of the Wingtra, and he takes all of his tertiary shots with that same Sony 42 megapixel camera. And so, is it fun doing that? No, you know, it takes us 20 minutes to take the camera out, you know, then you got to put it back in, you got to change all the settings, you know, it's a pain in the butt. But what happens is Dalton knows that if he is on point on data acquisition, that we can process it twice as fast or three times faster and come up with the A++ project a lot quicker. And, you know, and so that's why we go through some of those extra steps of doing that. There is never too many images, I'll tell you that. And there is never too much overlap.
Yeah, and I do like that Wingtra vertical takeoff and landing. Some of the other fixed wing aircraft out there, they basically are just crash landing, which when I watch some of these videos, I almost cringe. I'm like, crash landing. If you don't hit grass or a field, you're hitting, you know, concrete or road top, you know, but I love the vertical landing and takeoff with that Wingtra. It's a great product. What is it, 42 megapixel camera on that device, right?
Yeah, it's got the Sony RX1R2 camera in it. So, and you could put the 20 megapixel in as well, but we use the 42 megapixel, you know, 95% of the time, and they have all other kinds of payloads that they put in there. But, you know, Frank, we do so many jobs processing for other companies that have different drones. And so we've seen a variety of different data sets from these fixed wings. And one thing I'll tell you, that especially when you get into survey grade mapping, that you need is you need accurate geotags. You know, if you don't have accurate geotags, you're starting with garbage. And so one thing that Wingtra has really done a good job of is giving you the flexibility. If you know the workflows, you know, you have to develop your own workflows. It's not like it's a product out of the box that says, voila, here, hit these buttons and you're good to go. You know, it takes experience to know how to geotag images accurately and, you know, using all the different resources that you have out there in order to do that. And Wingtra's spot on there. And man, I'll tell you, those guys take care of you. We have our drone in the air a lot. And so anytime you're using new technology, stuff happens, you know.
Sure.
Whether something here cracks or something there bends or you lose a battery, you know, whatever it is, there's something always happens. And I tell you, Trent Cossey and his sales guys over there at Wingtra and the entire Wingtra team in Zurich, I've never purchased a product, never. Purchased a product that where the seller of the product takes care of you as well as that team does. And so that's pretty cool to see that.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen such a decline in just general customer service from all of these manufacturers and software makers. You know, everything is done through a chatbot. You have to pay $10,000 more for your subscription if you want a human being to answer you. I just hate that personally. I really hate that. I love the handholding that Wingtra provides. And I've seen that, you know, I've seen you interact with Wingtra. But okay, the moment we've been waiting for, which is really, you know, what I want to talk about at this point. And I know you're super excited to talk about it. Tell us a little bit about Atlas GeoPortal that you're about to release and what it's going to do for the drone industry once it is general availability.
Man, I'm glad you asked. As you know, I'm pumped about this product.
So am I.
I've gone from looking at roofs everywhere I go to, you know, looking at mapping jobs to now I figure out, hey, what's the best way to do this portal and continue adding features to it. You know, like I touched upon earlier, I was shocked when I got into the drone industry that there wasn't a way to share all this important data to the end client in a way that made sense for them not to have specialty software and things like that in order to view it. For the last several years, we've been utilizing tools like Cesium and Potree and things like that in order to to share the data. But now we've created a portal where 100% of your drone data is there. So it doesn't matter what you did with the drone, our portal will take it. You can either store it on our servers or you can store it on your servers and we can direct it to there. We made it very flexible. It's a white label product where we can easily white label it for a client and so they can make it look like that like it's theirs, which is very important to me when we created this. We can work with any coordinate system. So, you know, we basically developed a portal, and it's a portal for professionals. Could a amateur drone pilot that's making maps on his own store them on our portal? Absolutely. But we might be a little bit too robust for that client. The client that we're kind of going after are guys like you,
Right.
Guys that are professional in the business that have a want and a need and a desire in order to not only analyze the data, but to share it with their client. Because what happens is this, is that if you're doing work for an engineer, for example, and you share drone data with that engineer in a way that engineer can handle it, well, that engineer now has to share it with a developer or a contractor or some other person that has hired the engineer for the data. Now that person needs the data shared with them.
Yep. The typical scenario. Yep.
Yeah. And then on top of it, what happens is some of the money guys involved, the stakeholders, if it goes beyond an email, it could get tricky sometimes, order, hey, how do you open this? And then on top of it, you got all these people involved. You got LAS files, OBJ files, you got all the DWG files, the DXF files, and everybody's like, oh my God, what are all these? Why are there three orthos in this folder here? Kind of thing. And so, in order to make that more streamlined, when we initially did this, Frank, I told you this last week, is that when we initially developed this portal, I wanted a way to separate drone tech imaging, my company, from my competition. And I thought, hey, maybe I can pick up some more jobs if we do this and things like that. So that was the initial goal. And then about a year ago, I was pretty heavy into it financially, developing the portal with the team that I had built. And I have a lot of talent on our team. A lot of talent. And the hard work that we had put in, we're like, we can't keep this for ourselves. We need to get this out there. And so we've worked really hard in the last 6 months in order to do that. So it's less of an internal product and more for a product that anybody, these professionals can use in this industry.
Sure.
But, you've seen it. It's an exciting spot that we're in. We've got 95% of it dialed in. There's a few things. You're never done with software.
Exactly.
What I'm finding, you're going to tweak it here and there all the time. But, the final piece that we're putting on, if you will, this week, and we're there. We have it developed. I've shown you the samples offline here. And we have the grounds, the ability to not only view, but to collaborate with somebody on the ground surface or to do some work on the ground surface and things like that. We Sure. have the ability to do that, but we just want to go through a little bit more testing and to make sure that we're there. Adding all the different coordinate systems in there made it a little tricky for us, but we're lucky that we have actual surveyors on our team, and their knowledge of survey has helped tremendously with our coding team in order to get this right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've tested it long enough now that we I have now four really pretty big clients on it that are using it. And it sure does make you feel good that when you wake up in the morning, you get messages from a client and he's saying, hey, I was just on the portal and I took the heat map off it and I cut payroll and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, this is a beautiful thing, man.
Yes.
So that's kind of where we're at now.
Yeah, I'm really excited to help out and get the exposure through Conexicor and our clients to help get your product out there to the masses. We're really excited on this side. So Scott, what future advancements in the industry do you foresee happening with drone technology? I know you and I talked offline about a few other softwares out there. What do you see being the future advancements?
Yeah, you know how I feel about automated processing. There is no control on automated processing right now where you can get a survey-grade product. And so what's difficult in our industry is you and I'm not going to hack on our youth, but, we'll go, you and I or whatever drone service provider will go up against a bid, and then all of a sudden, you'll hear the guy that's doing the hiring go, oh, you know what? I just heard my nephew got a drone, so I'm going to give him a whack at this first. Yeah. And then what happens is, you know, the nephew goes out there and flies it, and he shoves it through. I'm not going to name any softwares because I don't want to make anybody look bad. But, you know, you shove it through some software to get some ortho and DSM, and it's just absolutely unusable garbage to a professional. Now,
sure.
will it please somebody that's not in the industry and make them kind of excited? Yeah. I mean, so, you know, you got to really be careful about what you're looking for to begin with.
Yeah.
But in saying that, there's certain parts of automated processing that are really good. You know, for example, we just got done working on a project where we were on the processing side of doing over 750 miles of power lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was so much data that we're like, holy crap, we're going to have to figure out some audit. We're going to have to write some script and algorithms in order to do some of this automated. And so we did it. And so now we have, you know, the algorithms in order to process that point cloud through automated algorithms, which show anomalies, if you will, whatever we tell it.
Right.
Will show us those anomalies so we can zoom up and focus on the anomalies and not on the parts that are already good. And
sure.
So, but anyways, there's a company out there. As you know, I'm a big, big fan of these guys. You know, what David and Adam and those guys down at Airworks are doing. I mean, I think they've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, we're big fans as well. We love those guys. And they're actually partners with us. As well, we think that product is outstanding.
It is, you know, they of course they still have some work to do and stuff, and you know, we don't fit in their like little box that they have for their pricing and stuff now, because we typically fly really big acreage, but I want this industry to improve, and man, those guys are solid individuals. They're intelligent. And with them writing the algorithms to do some of the line work, the tedious line work where we spend days and days and days, marking up edge of concrete and back of curb and stuff like that. And the fact that these guys are so close to having
automating
it where it's a perfect automated product where you can shove it in and then boom, here's your line work. I think that's really cool. And,
yeah, the and beauty I think of that's AI.
It's going to be – AI is big in our business, as you know. And
sure.
You know, those guys seem to be right on target with what they're doing. So, there's other companies out there, as you know, too. But I think
sure.
that
– Yeah, no, we're very excited over Airworks and super excited over Atlas GeoPortal. That, to me, is going to be huge, at least for our business – because we deal with a lot of clients that have that very problem. They're the money holders. They really aren't technical. They want to see their deliverables, what they paid for, and they want to see it quickly. And it actually it will help to get paid quicker because the people who are signing off on the projects will see exactly what it is that was accomplished. So I do really look forward to that release. But Scott, I have to say the parting words because we're just about at a time crunch here. I'd like to thank you personally for joining us on today's episode of Drone Insights and Technology. And we really value your thought leadership and wish you the best of luck moving forward. We will be there along with you. I also want to thank our audience today for listening and hope you all found it educational and informative. And if you're not already subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you go subscribe so you can get all of our podcasts. That way you can stay up to date with the latest on thought leadership in the drone industry and make sure that you get every episode downloaded directly to your device. Remember, head over to kinexicor.com for more information about us and what we do. And of course, we'll be back soon with more episodes of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But until then, I've been your host today, Frank Segarra, and thank you for listening.
We hope that everyone has enjoyed and learned something on this episode of Drone Insights and Technology. And until next time, please remember, it's not about the drone, it's about the data.